You sold your stepdaughter this adorable little puppy. You want it back because she hasn't paid for it.
A tug of war over a vulnerable creature.
Who takes care of the dog?
The dog stays at home in a cage.
Would you leave one of your children home in a cage all day?
No.
No.
And an emotional conclusion.
Dog's never been to a vet?
No.
That no one will see coming.
Makes my job so much easier.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Tara Hughes is suing her stepdaughter, 24-year-old Talissa Hughes, for the return of her Pomeranian.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 247 on the calendar in the matter of Hughes versus Hughes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Miss Hughes, this is your stepdaughter, and she's been your stepdaughter for how long?
Probably about 15 years.
How old are you?
24.
You don't live in the same house?
No.
Who do you live with?
With me and my fiancé and my kids.
How old are your children?
4, 2, and 3 months.
Your complaint is that you sold your stepdaughter this adorable little puppy, and you want it back because she hasn't paid for it.
Correct.
When did you sell her the puppy?
In September.
September what?
3rd.
Why did you sell her the puppy?
Because she kept asking me and begging me to buy her. And at the time, I was working a lot of hours, and I couldn't take care of her.
When did you buy her?
In July.
Where did you buy her from?
A place east of Grand Rapids. I can't remember the name.
How much did you pay for her?
$300.
And you sold it to your stepdaughter for $300?
Yes.
How much did she pay you?
$110.
Did you ask her for the rest?
Well, no.
Why not?
Because at that point, I believe Mocha had been abused because she was having seizures and she had a red eye. I thought maybe the kids were abusing her or Talissa was letting her be abused. At that point, I wanted her back. She never paid me any more money. And I thought that Mocha is being abused.
Who do you live with?
My husband, Curtis Hughes.
Her father?
Yes.
Bert, do me a favor, would you? I have to make a decision about the dog, and I haven't decided yet. So what I'd like you to do, would you take custody of that dog from me?
Sure. Hurry up. You know I don't like dogs.
You have three young children?
Three young children, yes.
Do you work outside the home?
Yes.
What kind of work do you do?
CNC operator.
Who takes care of your children?
Daycare.
And who takes care of the dog?
The dog stays at home in a cage until someone gets home.
Did you pay your stepmother $110 for the dog?
I paid her $150.
The dog was $300.
She didn't charge me $300.
How much did she charge you?
$150.
Why would she charge you $150 if she just bought the dog for $300?
First of all, she bought the dog. I did not beg for the dog. She needed babysitters because she work, she go to school. She have a dog at home that is crazy, that attacked Mocha.
Did you have another dog?
I have another dog, but Mocha will be in daycare while I'm at work. She couldn't find nobody to keep babysitting Mocha, and I offered her $150 to buy the dog, and she let me.
No, it was $300.
What kind of dog do you have at home?
A Lhasa Apso.
A little bit bigger?
Yes.
Not appreciably bigger. Why does she say the dog is crazy?
Because he doesn't like certain people.
Does he like
the
dog?
Anybody. Yes, he likes the dog.
How old is he?
He's 7.
I doubt it. Can I ask you both a question?
Sure.
An honest question. I don't have to ask you. I know that you can't take care of this dog. You have three little children. This dog shouldn't be around three little children, 2, 3, and a couple of months old. You work. The dog is left home all day alone in a cage. What kind of an existence is that for a dog? Just a second. So I don't have to ask you whether or not you can take care of the dog. You're not taking care of the dog. I mean, if you're thinking about it, would you leave one of your children home in a cage all day?
No.
No. Just a second. Pay a careful attention to my mouth. Would you leave one of your children at home in a cage all day?
No.
Well, of course not, because they need affection, they need attention, they need somebody to adore them. When you get home from your job, you have three little demanding children who need your full-time attention, who may like the dog, but little children can hurt a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So it was stupid of you to take that dog. Now, It was equally stupid of you to buy the dog if you have a little bit of a crazy dog and if you work all day so that this dog is, again, home alone all day.
No, Your Honor. There's a sitting pretty that babysits her until my husband gets home from work, and then my husband takes care of her.
Then why did you sell her to your stepdaughter?
Because at that time, I was working a lot, and my husband was working until 6 o'clock, but now he's not working until 6 o'clock.
Let me ask you this question. Let us assume I find that you sold your stepdaughter the dog for $300 so that she failed to pay the rest and has to return the dog to you. Let us say that we could find a home where there's somebody around all the time, an adult, grown people, all the time, and somebody would pay you $500 for the dog, somebody who's caring. Would you sell her?
No.
You would not?
No.
Even if it was in the dog's best interest to sell her to somebody who would be there all the time?
If it was in her best interest, I would.
You would?
Yes.
Miss Hughes, I have to refresh my recollection. Did you buy this dog from a breeder or from a pet shop?
A breeder.
And how many puppies were in the litter?
I think about 6.
Tell me why you were looking for a puppy.
Because I wanted a little small handheld puppy that wouldn't grow that much, that I could take care of.
What's happened to your Lhasa Apso?
Oh, my Lhasa Apso is still there, but he's way bigger than she is.
How much bigger?
He weighs about maybe 20, 25 pounds.
Well, this is still a little puppy. This puppy is not quite 4 months old. This puppy is going to weigh probably 8 or 10 pounds.
Yes.
And you bought the puppy in July. Is that what you told me?
Yes.
How many weeks was the puppy when you bought her?
Oh, she was about maybe 4 to 5 weeks.
You know that that's too soon to separate a puppy from its mother.
I thought so.
So that my thinking is that you thought so, but you bought this puppy anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
So the puppy is thin.
Yes.
There's no heft to her. Was she eating when you brought her home? She was 4 weeks old?
She was eating, and she was drinking milk.
Who told you to feed her milk?
The breeder that I brought her from.
What are you feeding the dog?
Water and dog food, Pepper Chow.
Does anybody have the vet report when the puppy got its shots?
No.
What do you mean, no? Puppy is now almost 4 months old. Dog's never been to a vet?
No.
Makes my job so much easier. Nobody's ever taken this dog for a wellness check to see if the dog... I mean, you have another dog, Miss Hughes. How come you didn't take this dog for a shot? Didn't you take your Lhasa Apso for shots?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you take this dog for a shot?
I was going to take her at the same time.
Well, you didn't sell it to her right away. How old was the dog when you sold it to her?
Probably about maybe 6 weeks.
6 weeks after you got it?
Yes.
Well, in the 6 weeks, why didn't you take the dog to the vet?
I have no answer for that, Judge.
And why didn't you take the dog to the vet?
I've been looking.
You've been looking?
This is my first dog.
Great. Terrific. So this is what I find. I find that you failed to pay the remainder of the bill for the dog, that you were sold the dog for $300. You didn't pay $300 for the dog. The dog is going back to Miss Hughes, who we are paying $300 to for the dog. Do you understand?
Yes.
And the dog now belongs to us. We're done. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
That is all about the money.
It was never about the money. It was about my puppy.
I could have made appointments to get the dog shots.
He said that she had a red eye, like somebody had poked her in it.
What I was doing before I even came.
And she was having seizures, and she never had a seizure when she was with me.
That they keep their distance.
Never, ever sell anything to your family.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Frisbee versus Chester. Step forward.
Lester Frisbee is suing his ex-fiancée, Crystal Chester, for the return of an engagement ring and a cell phone.
Mr. Frisbee, you and Miss Chester were in a relationship. According to you, you gave her an engagement ring.
Yes, Your Honor.
And a telephone.
Yes, Your Honor.
The telephone was alone, and you're no longer together, and you want the engagement ring back.
Yes, Your Honor.
Miss Chester says that it wasn't an engagement ring, it was a commitment ring, and the phone was a gift. Do you have the ring?
I do.
I'd like to see it.
I have a receipt as well.
Did you pay for it?
No.
No.
But he gave me the receipt.
Oh, good. He says this was an engagement ring.
He's lying.
Shh, just a second. You say it's a commitment ring. Listen to me.
I'm listening.
That's what you said in your answer. You
this
said
this was the first commitment ring he bought.
Pay careful attention. He says it was an engagement ring, which means you're engaged to be married. And engagement rings, if the engagement is off, irrespective of who breaks it off and for what reason, the engagement ring goes back to the person who purchased it because it's a contract. It's a contract to get married. An engagement ring is given in contemplation of getting married. If the marriage doesn't take place, I'm trying to explain something to you so that I want you to carefully understand it, not be thinking about what you're going to tell me next.
I understand.
So that when the marriage doesn't take place, it doesn't matter whose fault it is, it goes back. So this you swore to in your answer was a commitment ring.
Yes.
That meant you were committed to each other.
Yes.
A commitment implies a permanent commitment to each other.
Yes, yes, that's what we said.
That's the contract. Now, clearly, the two of you are no longer together. So the contract for the ring is over because he's not committed to you and you're not committed to him. So he gets the ring back, whether it's an engagement ring or a commitment ring. He gets the ring back. Simple. Give him the ring back. Thank you.
I'd like to have my ring, please.
No, you're not getting the ring back. That's why we're here. I just tried to explain it to you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Is it a lot of nonsense? Do you really want to waste my time, Mr. Frisbee, with the telephone? I'm asking you if you want to waste my time.
I don't want to waste your time, Your Honor. I definitely don't want to waste your time.
And later today.
Well, at the time, it was something that I told her because I was short on rent money and I was embarrassed to tell her. And I thought the right way to do that was to ask for $300 for a TV.
So you're a liar and you're negligent. Next.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lester Frisbee is suing his ex-fiancée, Crystal Chester, for the return of an engagement ring and a cell phone.
I just tried to explain it to you. Engagement ring, commitment ring. Either way, he gets the ring back.
Okay.
Now, let's deal with the telephone. You paid $4,000 for the ring?
$4,200, Your Honor.
You could probably sell it for maybe half.
Yes.
You understand that? Okay, well, it's a loss, whatever it is, but you're entitled to it back. Next. Tell me about this telephone, which sounds to me like a lot of nonsense. Go ahead.
Okay,
is it a lot of nonsense? Do you really want to waste my time, Mr. Frisbee, with the telephone? I'm asking you if you want to waste my time.
I don't want to waste your time, Your Honor. I definitely don't want to waste your time.
Perfect. Telephone. Are we proceeding with that part of your claim?
I don't forget it,
Perfect.
Your Honor.
Then we're done. Thank you.
All these are excused, and they step out.
It's a sad state of affairs, but I tell you one thing, when he came out with that red nightie on and started twerking...
I don't even know what she's talking about, no red pajama.
I knew it was done there because I did not appreciate him coming out there twerking in a red gown.
You know what? I just give it to God, and I thank him that I had my day in court, and I'm fine.
I'm sure he still has it, but he didn't sleep in it, I tell you that much.
I love Judge Judy. And she's a no-nonsense judge.
I haven't seen him and don't want to see him.
Love and money don't mix.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Straub versus Guduzovic. Step forward.
20-year-old Emily Straub is suing her ex-boyfriend, 20-year-old Benjamin Guduzovic, for an unpaid loan, unauthorized charges, and money taken without permission.
Ms. Straub, did you ever live with the defendant, or would you just have a relationship with him?
I never lived with him.
And you were his girlfriend from when to when?
October 16th of 2016 to July 7th of 2017.
And during that period of time, it is your claim that you made a series of loans and that he used some of your credit cards without your permission. So tell me, when and why you made him first loan?
On June 5th, he came into my
June
work.
June of what year?
Of 2017. He came into my work saying that he needed to borrow money to buy a TV and that he didn't have the money at the time, but a friend was going to have money for
him.
Why
did you want a TV?
Well, at the time, it was something that I told her because I was short on rent money and I was embarrassed to tell her that I was short on the rent money because I didn't want any more money from her for her help. So I just wanted the $300, and I thought the right way to do that was to ask for $300 for a TV.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I did not tell him that he could
do that. You wanted to dispute with me that he now owes you $300, $80 from the first time and $220 for the next?
Mm-hmm.
You want to dispute that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Emily Straw says, ex-boyfriend Benjamin Gadusevic owes for a loan, debit card charges, and money taken without permission.
So that's June 5th of 2017. She gave you $300.
Yeah.
She gave you $300 as a result of a lie that you told her.
Yes.
Did you pay her that money back?
Yes.
Okay. Did he pay you that money back?
No, he actually took $360. He paid me back a total of $280.
You have any proof that you paid her any more than $280?
I do not have any proof.
Okay, great. Okay. And then when and why was the next loan?
I did not give him a loan after that.
Okay. So now what are you accusing him of doing that adds up to anywhere near $600? Right now he owes you $80.
Yes. So on June 7th, I went to his apartment because he asked me for $80 to buy an Xbox. He said that his parents sold it and that he was going to buy it back from who they sold it to. And at the time, I had a debit card. When I donated plasma, they add money onto it every time you donate. That's all I had at the time. So I took $80 out and I gave it to him. He said he did not have gas money to drive the 30 minutes to where it was. And he asked if he could borrow the card because I had to go to work. So I let him borrow it because the next morning we were supposed to leave to Portland together, but in that morning he bailed and did not go, so I didn't get my plasma card back. While I was in Portland, he made charges on that card from June 7th to June 11th, and at the beginning,
how much?
A total of $220. He spent the remaining of the balance that was on the card.
$220, account to it for me.
Yes, it was $220. She told me the previous night that I can use the card for any necessities that I needed, and she told me that I did not have to pay her back for any of that.
All right. So far, you owe her $300. What else?
I did not tell him that he could
jump
that.
You wanted to dispute with me that he now owes you $300, $80 from the first time and $220 for the next?
Mm-hmm.
You want to dispute that?
No, no. Sorry.
All right, so let's move on.
Yes.
So now he uses up all your money in the plasma card.
Yes. Well, on June 8th, when I was driving to Portland, he called me and he texted me, said, I have something I need to talk to you about. It's not serious, but can you call me? He called me and told me I accidentally charged $59.99 onto your debit card from his Xbox because he had put my debit card on his Xbox. So while I was driving to Portland, he told me he accidentally made that charge of $59.99. He told me that he'd
pay
me back.
What's the $59? Did you make that on a different card of hers?
It was for the card that she put on the Xbox. It was for one game that I purchased, and I thought it was on my card, but I accidentally charged on her card.
Okay, so now you owe her $360 for your accident, so you're a liar and you're negligent. Next.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Next.
Yes, so a total between the dates of June 15th and June 26th, he made a total of $272.40.
Does that include the $59?
Yes, it does.
Just a second. So what's the total? So it's $300, and what's the total on the other card?
So there was a total. He originally took $360 out for his rent money. That is separate. He charged Xbox.
You
and then on top
that
of that,
was
there was $212 he charged on Xbox. I have all the bank statements, and I have the text messages.
2-1-5-5-12. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
This daughter has given you a little aggravation over the years.
Yes.
And family turmoil reappears.
There was an altercation between you and your sister. The police were called. You were arrested.
Judge Judy.
He told me that both of his parents were dead when they weren't.
I told them about her, and They just didn't like her and they didn't want to meet her, so that was the only way out of it.
And that he played professional basketball in Europe?
I didn't.
when he did not, and that he owned a Bugatti when he did not.
I don't have one.
So just don't trust liars.
Because she actually lied to me at the beginning and I knew it too.
It's all gonna come back to get you someday. That's all I have to say.
She lied to me, so I figured why not do it back? She was pretty annoying with that as well.